We're learning the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramah tells us that in Misalkin Harishonah, that when it comes to the event that a person has two Sifri Torah on Shabbos, one should not remove the first, Ashikvar Hanichu Hashnia Al Hashulchan, until already the second Sefer Torah is placed down on the Shulchan. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Shari Ephraim, and he says in great detail exactly how this is supposed to be done from beginning to end. He says, Manichan Hashnia Al Hashulchan, Kodem Kaddish, that we take the second Sefer Torah in the event that there would be two Sefer Torah on the Shabbos, and it's placed next to the first one that was already read from before the Kaddish is said, Kadesh Yomer HaKaddish Al Shteyim. So the Kaddish should be said upon both Sefer Torah. V'achar kach magmihin harishona v'gol nosa. We do Hagba, then we roll up the first Torah. V'achar glilasa v'mapa. Only after the Torah has been closed, as we discussed yesterday, as well as covered, poskin hashnia, then we open up the second Sefer Torah, but not before. V'yom sheish shosha Sefer Torah, the couple of times a year in which possibly we have three Sifri Torahs, such as this is brought down here in Rosh Chodesh, Teves, which falls out on Shabbos, which of course you have Hanukkah as well. Azayin, then in that situation, Achash Shigamar HaRishona, after you finish the first Torah reading, Manichin Hashnia, you place the second one there. However, in that case, you will not say Kaddish. Rather, he says, we just do the Hagbah on the first, Glil on the first Sefer Torah. Then after the second Torah is read, Menichan Hashlishas Etzla, we place the third Torah next to the second one, Shehilat Tzarech Maftir. Now the question he brings down is it necessary to take the first Sefer Torah and put it back? He says, Ein Tzarech L'Haniach HaRishona. We're going to see that some say you're not supposed to, even though some people have the custom to put all three Sefer Torah there. Our custom is not to do so, not to take the first Sefer Torah which already Hagbun Gli was performed, but rather, Rak Omer Chatzi Kaddish Al Shnei Sefer Torah Elu Magviah Hashnia. All you do is say the half Kaddish on the second and third Torah which is in front of you, and Poshen HaShlishis, after the Hagbun Gli is done, you open up the third Sefer Torah, Rekon L'Ola L'Mafdir, and you read from that particular section. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, which continues along these lines. It discusses some of the inyanim, which are not elaborated over there, as we just read. First of all, he brings the significance of why Kaddish is said. It's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over here, but it's brought down in Hilchos Shabbos. He brings down the reason, the din amiris haKaddish, why we say the Kaddish immediately after the landing on Shabbos, is for the following reason: Kedei lahafsik bein kriyas haTorah lekriyas haMaftir, to separate the Torah reading, which was the entire parsha until its end. We say the half Kaddish. The purpose of the half Kaddish is to make this separation, and now the next reading is connected to the haftor or the Maftir. And therefore, he says, "V'sheni v'chamishi." When it comes on Monday and Thursday, she'ein maftir, which is no maftir, lo hayatakana lo merkadish. The Rabbanan did not establish that kaddish should be said after the laning. However, he says later period of time, in the times of the Gaonim, as well as the Torah brings this down, hisker inyan amiris kaddish gam b'shinav chamishi v'gam avachenu hagen hayom b'chol mekomos. Even though originally the kaddish was only said to separate between the laning and the maftir, which of course doesn't occur on a Monday or a Thursday, nonetheless, later period of time, it was adopted to be said then as well. Then he continues jumping a few paragraphs. He says, with regard to this half Kaddish, it's Zesh Shayach Lebal Kare, the one who lane is the one who will say this half Kaddish. Ella Shnohagim L'chavdu L'Avil Toch Yud Alef Chodesh Olabal Yortzen Im Olab Achrona. If they got the last Aliyah, or for other circumstances as well, we possibly will allow that person who is an Avelis to recite that Kaddish. Then he says, Ve'anichu Hashnia B'tzad Smol. When you take the second Torah before the Kaddish is recited, near Shabbos where there's two Sefer Torah, which side should the Sefer Torah be placed? The second one should be placed on the left side. B'tzad Smol Shel Harishon, the left side of the first. Kedei, Shedei HaKroma Yosil Balkore Shloyehe Acharkach Kamaber Al HaMitzvos. If you can imagine, the Balkore is over here, the person gets the Aliyah is over here, so therefore the person who is laning is closer to the second Torah, and therefore if it would be in the opposite way, it would be as though the first Torah, which he could be reading from, just have to roll it a little bit, is being passed over to Lane from something else. And therefore, we purposely will put the second Sefer Torah right before the Kaddish on the left side of the first Sefer Torah. Finally, with regard to the event where there was three Sefer Torah, we mentioned that it's not necessary to put all three at the time when the Kaddish is recited. And as we read in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Ein Sarach. However, according to Chemed Moshe, he says a stronger reason. He says, the reason why it's not necessary to take that first Torah you already were laying from and to put it back is, quote, Dehavi Ksas Bizoi L'Sefer Torah. It's actually a little bit of a disgrace for that first Sefer Torah which you already laying from, Shemenichin Osa, that you're going to place it back on the Bima, Kil Rotsim Likrosba, because what is the Torah doing on the Bima? Probably because you want to read from it. Or we already read from it. But the point is that now you're going to put it back on the Bima, which gives the perception as though it's going to be read from Vo Yikraba. But of course you're not reading from it because you already did. And therefore, once the Torah has been read from, such as in the event that there's three Sefer Torah, and the first one was read, and as we said, the Kaddish is said between Sefer Torah 2 and 3, so at that point we don't put the Sefer Torah number 1 back. And he says for that same reason, so will be the same will apply in the event that there are only two Sifrei Torah. However, there is Vleika Mafter. He says, for example, in Rosh Chodesh Teves V'chol Hamoid Pesach. For example, Chol Hamoid Pesach, where there are two Sifrei Torah. She'omrim Kaddish Acher Kriyas Revi, the Sifrei Torah Sheni. The Kaddish is by the at the end of the second Torah. So by the first Torah, you already had Hagben Glila, and it's already wrapped up. So now when it comes to the second Sefer Torah, we're not going to require to put the first Sefer Torah back. And in fact, as we said, some say you should not. This is our custom that we just say the Kaddish with the second one there and we don't bring the first one back.